Peter in Wonderland by Jesse H. Speed. Chapter 4. The Hook in the Shadows. The rabbit did not wait for them to finish their tea. He muttered about minutes and meetings, shoved on a frayed coat that looked like it belonged in a thrift store bin, and darted out the crooked door. By the time Peter stood to follow, he was gone. Only the smell of burnt tea leaves and dust lingered. Peter let out a sharp breath and rubbed his face. Well, that was helpful. Tinker leapt from her chair to the warped floorboards, her tail swishing behind her. You wanted answers. You got one. Hook! Peter's jaw tightened. The word sat in his chest like a lump of lead. He opened the door and stepped into the brittle garden. The air outside was cold and thin, the roses hanging black and brittle like scraps of paper. They walked in silence back toward the trees. The forest swallowed them again, its branches knitting together like prison bars overhead. Peter's boots crunched on the dry ground, too loud in the hush. Finally, he said, "If Hook's really here, then Wonderland's worse off than I thought." Tinker padded along at his side, her yellow eyes flicking to him. "You believe the rabbit?" "His eyes," Peter muttered. He wasn't lying. He was scared. "Everyone's scared," Tinker said, though her whiskers twitched uneasily. "But Hook, in Wonderland? That's more than fear. That's ruin walking on two legs." Peter kicked at a root that jutted across the path. "We need to know if it's true. If he's here." "Suppose he is," Tinker replied, voice low. "What then?" "You're not a boy with a band of misfits anymore. You're not even sure how you got here. What chance do you think you have?" Peter stopped walking, his hands curled into fists at his sides. "I've beaten him before." Tinker sat back on her haunches, tail curling around her paws. "Have you?" Peter's breath caught. The memory rose before he could stop it. The sea had been restless that night in Neverland. The tide slammed against jagged rocks, spraying salt into the air that stung Peter's eyes. He crouched low in the branches of a mangrove tree, looking down at the pirate camp below. Lanterns burned low along the sand. The men lounged around their fire, their laughter harsh and mean. But Peter's eyes weren't on them. His gaze locked on the small iron cage that dangled from a crooked mast pole. Tinkerbell glowed faintly inside, her wings tattered from struggling. She pressed her tiny hands against the bars, her light flickering weakly. Hook paced before her like a beast on a leash. His boots sank into the sand, each step deliberate. The moonlight revealed every harsh line of him, bald head gleaming, a long silver beard spilling over his chest, and those green eyes that seemed to cut through shadow itself. His hook caught the lantern light as he flexed it, testing the wicked curve of metal. He raised it toward Tink's cage. "Your precious pan isn't here," Hook growled. His voice was smooth, cold as oil. "But I am. And when I'm finished, you'll tell me where to find him. He'll come for you, won't he? He always does. That is when I will carve my revenge into his hide." Tinkerbell threw her tiny fists against the bars, her voice too faint to reach him. Hook only laughed, low and cruel and satisfied. Peter's knuckles whitened around the branch. He had already signaled the Lost Boys. They crouched in the shadows behind the dunes, waiting. He gave the signal. They came alive at once. Shouts split the night. Rocks and coconuts sailed through the air, striking pirates on their heads and shoulders. Knives flashed in the dark. The pirates roared and scrambled for their cutlasses. Peter leapt from the tree like a streak of fire. He landed square on Hook's back, shoving his hat down over his eyes. Hook roared, spinning and swiping with his hook, but Peter was already gone, flipping away through the sand. "Pan!" Hook's voice cracked the air like thunder. "You did this to me. My hand, my curse, all because of you and that blasted pixie." He slashed the air, the hook gleaming. "I will gut you slow. I will watch you squirm." Peter's blood thrilled even as his stomach churned. He whistled sharply, One of the lost boys cut the rope holding the cage. Tinkerbell tumbled free, her light sparking brighter as she zipped to Peter's side, Hook's face twisted with fury. His eyes burned green fire under his bald head. "Run while you can, boy. Run. Your shadow will fail you one day, and when it does, I will be waiting." Peter grabbed Tink in his hands and sprinted toward the surf. The boys followed, laughing and shouting as they hurled the last of their makeshift weapons. Pirates cursed behind them, Hook's voice rising above the chaos like the promise of a storm. "Pan," Hook roared again. "I will have my revenge." They reached the water's edge, plunging into the foam. Tinkerbell glowed strong again, darting free of Peter's palms. Her laugh tinkled like broken glass. But it was alive, and that was enough. They escaped that night, but Hook's promise never left Peter's bones. Now, standing in the dry silence of Wonderland, Peter realized his hands were trembling. He pressed them into his coat pockets to hide it. Tinker's voice came softer this time. "If Hook's here, Peter, this place is already lost." Peter shook his head. "Not while I'm breathing. If he's here, I'll find him. And this time, I'll finish it." The wind shifted through the broken trees. Somewhere far off, faintly, came the echo of laughter, low and mocking and too familiar. Peter froze. Tinker's fur bristled. The laugh faded, but the promise of it stayed. Peter clenched his jaw and pushed forward. "Come on. We're not done yet." Together, they walked deeper into Wonderland. The trees grew wider apart, and the sky above sagged like wet canvas. Peter felt the silence pressing heavier with every step. Tinker walked close, her tail twitching, her eyes scanning the gloom. "Do you feel it?" she asked softly. Peter nodded. "Like someone watching?" A laugh drifted through the branches. It was smooth and low, like velvet stretched over teeth. "Someone is watching." Peter spun. Nothing. Then color burst in the shadows. A panther slid out of the dark, his body covered in splatters of neon paint, as if he had walked through an art room during a tantrum. Patches of green, pink, and yellow streaked over sleek black fur. His eyes glowed electric blue, too bright to be natural. He grinned, wide and sharp. "Hello, friends," the panther purred. "Welcome to Wonderland, or the 90-minute feature presentation formerly known as Wonderland, sponsored by Chaos, directed by Fate, with a soundtrack by Nirvana and Quentin Tarantino." Peter's hand went to his side, though he carried no sword here. "Who are you?" The panther's grin stretched wider. His body flickered like a bad VHS tape, and suddenly he was perched on a branch above them. "They called me Cheshire once. Now I prefer just Cat. Cleaner. Cooler. More Reservoir Dogs, less Saturday morning cartoon." Tinker's fur bristled. "You stink of tricks." "Compliment accepted," Cat said smoothly. His tail flicked, leaving droplets of paint that hissed when they touched the ground. "I trade in tricks. Riddles and VHS rentals if you know where to look." Peter narrowed his eyes. "We need to find Hook." The grin widened. Then Cat vanished, the paint colors smearing in the air before dissolving. His voice lingered, echoing between the trees. "Hook, Hook, never shook, sitting high on a castle he took. Want to find him? Have some tea, sit with madness, sit politely. That is your key." He reappeared behind Peter, so close that Peter felt the warm brush of his breath. The Red Queen once ruled there. She played croquet with hearts and screamed about heads. Now the castle sings a new song. Hook is the conductor, and he does not like silence. Peter turned, but Cat was already gone again. Only his painted paw prints lingered in the dirt, glowing faintly before fading. "Where's the castle?" Peter asked into the stillness. Cat's voice rolled from above, smooth as honey and just as sticky. "Straight paths bend, crooked paths straighten. Look for the Hatter. Find the tea. Only then will the gates reveal themselves. Or maybe they won't. Life is like Pulp Fiction, my darlings. Out of order, but cool as hell if you keep watching." He appeared again, lounging in midair like a poster for some art film, head upside down, smile glinting. "Do you even like tea, Peter Pan? Do you like games? Or are you too busy chasing ghosts with silver beards?" Peter's jaw tightened. "If you know where Hook is, tell me." Cat's grin flickered. His eyes narrowed, and for a moment the cool mask slipped. His voice dropped lower, silk over steel. "Careful. The castle eats heroes for breakfast. You want to play knight in flannel armor, go ahead. But remember, in Wonderland, villains write the script." The panther's body dissolved into misty color, but his grin floated a moment longer before fading last of all. Silence reclaimed the trees. Tinker's fur lay flat again, but her eyes stayed sharp. "I don't like him," Peter exhaled. "Neither do I, but he gave us a lead. The Mad Hatter. Tea with madness," Tinker muttered. "Sounds delightful." Peter glanced toward the horizon, where the bruised sky sagged lower. He thought he could almost see towers there, jagged shapes against the dim light. "Then we find him," Peter said. His voice was steady, though the echo of the cat's grin lingered in his head. "The Hatter first, then Hook." They started walking again, deeper into Wonderland. Above them, somewhere unseen, paint dripped slowly from nowhere onto the forest floor.